My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Hey friends, just a little warning about this episode. We recorded it in the car and the mic kind of rocked a little bit while on the dashboard, so you can hear that sound in the background. Just pretend it's like a fun ASMR. Sorry about that.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey friends, it's Ian from TV's The Recovering Gleek, Ugly podcast. When Lena and I first decided to make this podcast, we quickly realized we had literally zero idea of how to make that happen. Thankfully, a friend of ours recommended the podcasting platform Anchor. Anchor is free. It has all of the tools you need to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. You can even add songs from Spotify into it. And the absolute most amazing thing about Anchor is that they will distribute your podcast for you. So anywhere that you listen to Recovering Gleek, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever weird third-party app you're using, it is there because Anchor put it there. And the icing on the cake is that you can make money from your podcast through Anchor with no minimum listenership. All you have to do is record an ad, which is why I am recording an ad right now, because I want money very badly. It is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
When you wish upon a Minnesota,
yeah!
Makes no difference who you Minnesota. Everything your heart desires will Minnesota to you. When your Minnesota is in your dream, no Minnesota is too extreme. I don't know the words after that.
Wow.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Coming to you live from the road from I-15 on the way to Disneyland.
So it might sound a little French cafe. It's because our microphone is literally on the dashboard. Lena's driving. I'm in the passenger seat. We're going to Minnesota live from San Bernardino, California, is where we're about to pass right now. We are about 3 hours deep into this six-hour drive.
Uh-huh. Are we only 3 hours deep?
I
swear we've been driving for 10 years.
It's because we went to In-N-Out and this is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
We were at that In-N-Out for 40 minutes because they took so long to give us
our
food.
As long as it took to get to In-N-Out.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ian Allred. I'm a mini Gleek on his way to Disneyland.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Lena Knatzer. I'm a mini Gleek who's on her way to Disneyland. This is very, very last minute.
Uh-huh.
We truly decided we were going to Disneyland yesterday.
Well, we decided we're going to Disneyland on Wednesday, and then we couldn't get a reservation because Disney now does reservations, and so then we gave up on the idea of going to Disneyland, and then tried again yesterday, and at 4:30 p.m. managed to book a reservation, and then by 4:30 p.m. today we were on the road leaving.
Yeah, so, honestly, we've done it before. Long-time listeners will know this is kind of our shtick. It's September. We're going to Disneyland on a whim and, you know, doing the damn thing.
Heck yeah. I'm going to try and edit out the car sounds, but if you just hear like an ambient rumble.
Maybe it's comforting.
Yeah, maybe it'll soothe you to sleep.
Maybe.
There you go.
Our very bright voices, our very bright musical theater voices, along with the ambient car music.
Oh, beautiful.
Car sounds, pardon me.
Did you introduce yourself?
I did. I said it was a mini Gleek on her way to Disneyland.
Choo-choo. All right, well, Minnie's up from the car. Very exciting.
Yeah. How are you guys? What's going on? Are you going to Disneyland?
Are you excited to go to Disneyland with us?
Literally.
By the time this airs, we will have already gone to Disneyland.
Yeah, literally, because we're only going for one day, and we're not going to both parks. We're just going to Disneyland. Truly, this is like, you know, a diet Disneyland, but we're packing a fucking punch in there.
Hey, when you got 8 shows a week, you can only do diet Disney.
Truly.
That's all I got time for. Alright. Let's get into it.
Welcome to your minisode. What's this minisode on, Michael?
It is, oh my gosh, and it's also minisode 40.
That's so fun.
The big 4-0. Our minisodes are over the hill. They're officially in middle age. Congratulations to us.
I love that you're actively eating.
I am fully eating gummy bears right now because it's a road trip.
Right, what do you expect us to do? Should I be eating chips?
Yeah, not be eating junk food?
Yeah, come on!
Come on! Take that judgment to another road trip.
Snacks are the secret to any successful migration.
Truly.
If anyone needs any advice for how to go on a road trip with your friends, just fill them with snacks. You'll be fine.
Man, I remember in 1981... when you suggested we start doing minisodes, and I said, "No way will these minisodes make it." I mean, it's 40 years; you only have to count by tens. I said,
"Of course,
no way will these minisodes make it into middle age." Look at us now.
Yeah,
incredible.
Well, didn't think it would make it past 20, and here we are.
Yeah, dang,
twice as old.
Dang, dang, diggity, dang, a dang.
Well, let's get into the minisode. So, because I am driving, I cannot introduce the people. So, Ian is doing all the work, but I am keeping us safe.
So, because Lena is driving, she can't introduce, but she will be reading the emails.
Could you imagine?
We're about to pass the California Border Patrol. Maybe they'll guest star on the pod.
Oh my God. If someone talks to us, I'm putting them on the podcast.
It's so late at night, I don't think they will. I've never passed one of these places this late at night and had them stop me.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, hold tight.
Bad.
Once we pass, we will be hearing from Elizabeth. But yeah. Elizabeth, just hang on.
Hold tight.
Oodle-yaki-yaki, want some seafood.
This is
Mama. Shrimp and rice.
Oh, they're very nice. They're waving us on.
Okay, we're good. Hi, do you want to be on our podcast?
They said no.
They were very rude about it, too. Okay.
That is so funny.
Now to the actual minisode after 5 minutes of pretending you're in a car with us. Elizabeth says, "Hi, Lena and Ian. My name is Elizabeth. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I just want to start by saying, as a full-on 35-year-old grown-ass adult, this podcast is the best part of my week, and I gag laughing every single time. Elizabeth, an honor to have you listening. Our podcast is 5 years older than you." I mean, our minisodes are, at least.
Yes, our minisodes.
But very proud to have you. I actually have said for a while I was going to start a podcast where I talk about the insanity that is Glee, and then I found you guys and my life is complete. Okay, so this Niana letter storyline between Kurt and Rachel is absolutely bonkers to me. Kurt has literally just gotten his letter. Bert has fully come into the school in the middle of the day to bring it to him. However, when he tells Rachel, she completely loses her shit and starts sobbing about not getting a letter and not getting in. It is the middle of the school day, Rachel. How do you know your letter isn't at home in your mailbox? Just because your dads didn't drop everything to pull you out of class to check the mail doesn't mean it's not there. It's not as though the characters seemed to know in advance that letters would be coming on that particular day and that Rachel may have called home to see if it was there. The letters literally weren't mentioned until this moment. Also, the mail system isn't a 100% exact science. Sometimes things can be mailed out at the same time and still arrive on different days. This whole storyline and Rachel's immediate reaction that all hope is lost is completely bonkers to me. Anyway, just had to get my Glee thoughts out quickly before I'm late to teach my kindergarten class. Priorities. Consensual forehead kisses to you both, Elizabeth.
I hadn't even thought of this. That, like, the only reason that Kurt knows is because Bert pulled him out of school to share this news with him. Like, and then he immediately goes and talks to Rachel. And that didn't cross my mind at all.
And it's not like he's like, "Rachel, I got my letter," and she's like, "Oh my gosh, let me call my dad and see if mine came." She just immediately is like, "Well, where's mine?"
It's like, "Mine didn't appear to me like a Hogwarts letter."
No owl came into McKinley and dropped mine on my feet. Rachel, come on. Dang.
Dang. Elizabeth, thank you so much for this message. Tell your kindergarten class we said hi. Hi from Disneyland.
Tell them that Disneyland says hi.
Yes.
All right. Up next, we got an email from Emily. Hey, Lena and Ian. I'm Emily, she, her, from London, United Kingdom. You guys really hit every nail on the head with this episode. I love it. Apologies in advance for the mini essay you're about to read. It's legit my train of thought as I go along. Also, mini spoilers ahead. I'll admit, I do like parts of the Ben scene. I always love moments when a character sees that people care about them. Often it's Blaine we see trying to cheer people up by singing to them, so I like that the roles were reversed here. I know it's down to lazy writing more than anything else, but Blaine always strikes me as quite a lonely person. We vaguely know he's distant from his parents, specifically his dad, and at this point we rarely see him interact with anyone outside of Kurt. So I did like that Blaine gets to see other people care about him for more than the talent he can offer them. Also, Blaine being so proud and making an effort to celebrate Kurt even while laid up in bed warms my heart. That being said, WTF is literally everything else in this scene. Like, did this really happen, or was Blaine hopped up on pain meds? We'll never know.
That's funny.
Also, the end of the storyline bugs me so much. They should have reported evil Barry Allen in the first place without question. And there's no innocent warbler here. They all walked away as Blaine, their friend, was on the ground literally screaming in pain, and they all chose to ignore it.
Absolutely.
But the thing that really annoys me about this episode is that nobody asks Blaine what he wants to do about reporting the attack when this choice should have been his. Blaine doesn't even get to know the tape exists, let alone get to decide what to do with it. Meanwhile, his friends and boyfriend make the decision not to report Sebastian for him, and it's not because they think it's what Blaine wants, it's purely because they want the satisfaction of beating Sebastian at regionals. This is the second time we know of that Blaine's been physically assaulted after the Sadie Hawkins story in Prom Queen, and once again, I kind of feel like his trauma is dismissed to benefit others. I would have found it somewhat easier to accept if there had been a line about Blaine not wanting to press charges or something, but I don't think this is the decision Blaine would have made, because in a future episode, season 3, episode 14, he's visibly upset and even says that he's angry that nothing was done about his assault. Also, I'm in no way a medical expert, so could be way off, but I remember for some reason researching what surgery Blaine would have, and sorry for squeamish, literally all the options I found involved him being awake with injections and surgical equipment in his eye, so yeah.
That's the thing with eye surgery, you kind of have to be awake for that kind of stuff.
Honestly, I'll just get rid of my eye. I don't need a knife going in it that I can see.
Have I ever told you I had eye surgery as a child?
No, what?
I'll tell you the story in a minute.
Alright, we'll finish this email first. So it involves him being awake with injections and surgical equipment in his eyes. So yeah, not for the first or last time in this show. This boy is traumatized, and I don't believe he would let Sebastian off. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Sorry again if this got really long, but in conclusion, if I was Blaine, I'd feel let down by every character in this episode, apart from Santana in her covert underboob spyware. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank you guys. Hearing how passionately you talk about working in theater gave me the idea to look into theater-related jobs the other week. I applied for one, not thinking much of it, and found out today that I got it. And next week, I start working front of house in the West End. So yeah, not to get too cringy, but you guys and your podcast have actually made a difference, and I think that's so, so cool. Can't wait for the next episode. Lots of love and zero rock salt slushies. Emily, she, her.
Woo! Congrats on your job! Oh my god. Listen, I've worked front of house before. I worked box office for a long time. I love that job. I hope you love it so much. That's amazing.
Also, does that mean you get to see the shows for free? Because that's the dream.
That's the dream. Oh
my gosh.
Oh, that's so exciting. Emily, we're so proud of you.
That's incredible.
Also, great thoughts on this. I think it's, first of all, like, no one even thinks to ask Blaine. And obviously, we know why Blaine is not in this episode. Because he has, like, a prior obligation.
Because he's learning how to... I don't know the words.
Apply
how
for a job.
Begin making contacts. How to da 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 da. How to move up from the mailroom. How to walk into a business room.
You love that show.
With an idea. I think you would be so good in that show. It's bonkers.
Thank you.
Anyways, keep going. Sorry.
No. I love this thought that, like, you know, it's not accurate that, like, you know, if you put yourself in that shoe, like, if you got hurt and your friends were all, like, trying to, like, deal with the ramifications and no one even thought to, like, ask you what you want, like, that seems silly. I also love the read that Blade seems like a really lonely person. I think that makes me like him a little more.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to hear the story about my eye surgery?
Absolutely.
So, when I was a kid, maybe I can find the photo. I was really wall-eyed, and you can still see it a little sometimes. My eyes will kind of go apart. Uh-huh. So instead of cross-eyed, I was wall-eyed. So my eyes would, like, look at the walls, essentially, and, yeah, like, go far apart. And it was, like pretty bad, especially for one of my eyes. I don't remember which one, because I was little. And I would, like, and I couldn't see very well, and it would, like really grow my eye. There's this picture of me, like, just, I think, post-surgery, like, crying blood. It's really dramatic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but so they had to, like...
Wait, how old were you?
I was, I think I was... Four? So
dang.
little. But I remember waking up from surgery, but I think I was asleep for it, just because I think it was the muscles around my eye rather than my eye. I remember waking up from surgery, and my dad got me a Barbie Rapunzel doll, but I couldn't see it very well. So I had to, like, wait a couple days to actually be able to see what it looked like. Isn't that sad?
Eye stuff freaks me out.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, one of my biggest fears ever. I don't fuck with eye stuff, like, seriously. Emily, thank you so much for your message, and thank you so much. I mean, congratulations on your new job.
That's incredible.
We love you. Okay.
To wrap us up, a short episode this week, when we got Kenzie, a voicemail from Kenzie.
Hi, this is Kenzie, she, her. I am a 20-something rando, a recovering Gleek, and a fellow Disney Parks nerd and Universal Studios nerd. I'm so glad that you talked about the E.T. ride. I just have to say, I have never been able to hear my name at the end of it. I swear, E.T. just physically cannot say Kenzie. When I went there a couple summers ago with my mom, we physically went on the ride multiple times just so she could prove to me that he was saying my name, and I still couldn't hear it. We probably wrote it a total of 4 times in a row because I could not hear my name. My question for you this week is, if the characters on Glee were to physically manifest into a Universal Studios or a Disney ride, what would they be? Personally, just because it's horrid, I think Will Schuster would be the E.T. ride, just because he's so awful, but he thinks he's cool. He just has to be there, you know? Want to know your thoughts. Bye.
All right. Kenzie, how did you know we were going to a Disney park this week? So I think we should assign Glee characters Disneyland rides.
Oh, that's too hard.
Is it?
I will try and do Disneyland, but if I can't think of one and I think of a world ride,
fine.
I'm shouting it out.
I mean, I'll do Disneyland just because I truly...
Yeah.
Last time I went to Disney World, I was like a child.
Yeah, and I know Disney World in the biblical sense, so I'm much more familiar with it than land.
Yeah.
I do really fast though, Kenzie. Love... Will being the E.T. ride, specifically because Universal physically, legally cannot get rid of E.T.
Yes, and that's the thing with Will!
The same way that, like, Glee cannot get rid of Will because he is, like, what holds the club together, even though he is the worst part of the club.
Yep.
All right. Gaw, I should have really put some thought into this, shouldn't I?
I know. I didn't put a lot of thought into it just because I think it would have been, like, I just think it's fun.
Like a fun discussion?
Do it on the run yeah, to Disneyland.
All right. Name a character.
Let's do Rachel.
Gaw. Rachel Berry.
If she was a Disney, I'm going to think Disneyland, should we say ride or attraction?
Yeah, I think attraction can count too. I'm going to say that Rachel is Snow White's scary adventure.
That's good.
Because on its face, it's like, oh, it's like fun and magic and it's for kids. And then you go inside and you're like, why is this the scariest ride I've literally ever been on in my life? And also that ride is pure drama.
Seriously.
You see the silhouette of the witch get pushed off a cliff.
Seriously.
Fully. When she like does the little spin and she's the evil witch. because I think Rachel is, she's advertised as just like kind of like a Disney princessy character.
Yes, absolutely.
But she's actually like crazy and evil, and she is pure drama.
I think that is a great thought. My next thought, I certainly think she's a dark ride. Maybe like Mr. Toads.
Oh.
Just because it's like,
just because you go straight to hell in that ride.
Yes, absolutely. And that ride is absolute drama. You know,
true.
Like, it's like Toad's whole life story, and it's like, what, he's a bad driver, so he goes to hell? Like, what's going on?
I literally love the fact that that is a ride that is for children.
Yeah.
Where you fully get hit by a train and sent to hell.
Yeah.
That's how the ride ends.
Listen, did you know I have dated two people who I've gone to Disneyland with, because it is my MO to take people I'm dating to Disneyland.
That's why we're going.
That's not fucking funny. But both of them loved Mr. Toad's, like, to an extent that I was like, what? Like, people love this ride? And it was like both of their favorites. I guess I have a type.
I guess. You love a toad.
I have what?
Fun fact, in Disney World, Mr. Toad's got the axe. It got chopped. And so now in the Haunted Mansion graveyard at Disney World, there's a section that's a pet cemetery, and they have a tombstone that looks like Mr. Toad.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Okay.
Okay, name another character. Your turn.
Gaul. Let's do Kurt. I feel like Kurt will be easier. And frankly, I think Kurt is Peter Pan's flight.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Yes. You know my favorite thing that your family does when they do Peter Pan's?
What?
Is they go across the way to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and they grab some glitter from the floor and then put it on you before you go on the ride so you can fly. And your brother and sister were so funny about it when we went last time. They were like, you're not going to be able to fly unless we get the glitter.
And they'll actively make the cast member throw the glitter on them and say off to Neverland.
Love that.
And it's the best. You can always tell like what kind of day they're having, because some of them will be like, this is so fun and cute, and absolutely, they'll get really into it. Uh-huh. And some of them will be like, off to Neverland, and then press the button. Woo!
I love it.
Okay.
I agree. Okay.
Finn Hudson, I have no clue.
Finn Hudson, I think, is the Matterhorn.
Why?
I don't know, because it's like a classic ride. It's got a basketball court in it, and it's like a little spooky, you know?
It's got a basketball court in it! Oh my gosh. I see where you're coming from. I support it. I'm going to say Finn Hudson is Toy Story Mania.
Okay.
Because I think Finn is kind of like a little boy, even though he doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah. And he likes the games.
Yeah, and then
I
think...
He's most excited for the games,
I think
sure.
He would love a shoot 'em up ride.
Oh my gosh.
I think he'd be all for it.
Is maybe one of my favorite rides ever.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
All right, you name a character.
Okay, we should do... Santana Lopez.
Golly. I need to think about this one.
Yeah. Okay, I have an answer.
Good, go.
I think she's Splash Mountain. Hear me out. I think she's Splash Mountain because she has like some like huge big drops in her that are like intense, and it's what you think of when you think of her, but in between it's like kind of just like a beautiful little ride, you know? And it's obviously Splash Mountain is like, you know, problematic, I know that, but like it's just like kind of like sweet and like, you know, the boat ride's nice and you know, you laugh with your friends, you know, but that's not the part you remember. And I think we should remember the laughing with our friends on the boat ride a little more. You know what I mean?
That was beautiful.
Thanks. What do you think?
Golly. I also want to change Finn from Toy Story Mania to Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
Oh, that's better.
I think the outer space fits his vibe more.
That's good.
You know what? I'm going with Splash Mountain with what you said. I can't think of anything. Moving on.
Okay, name a character.
Brittany S. Pierce. I'm gonna say the Brittany S. Pierce is It's a Small World.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems like really juvenile when you like look at it.
Yeah.
And Small World haters, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I love Small World. And you go on, it's actually incredible, and it's actually
beautiful.
Like very intricate.
Yeah.
And especially with like the Disney characters hidden in their home countries is really fun. And so it actually is like pretty smartly put together and has like a lot going on, even though at first glance it seems like very juvenile and one-dimensional.
I also feel like if you're like open to the message of It's a Small World, it's like very touching, you know? And I feel like Brittany is a person that like if you're like listening, like, she, like, fully drops some wisdom sometimes. Do you know what I mean? I think that's very good. I agree with you. Let's do... Plain Blanderson
is the monorail.
The monorail is great.
I'm joking.
Who is Blaine? I feel like Blaine is something... Hear me out.
Yeah? Hearing you.
I think he's Space Mountain. And hear me out. Space Mountain is, like, so... Like, it is everyone's favorite. Like, everyone who's, like, when you ask them what their favorite Disneyland ride is, like, they will most likely put Space Mountain in their top.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, and I love Space Mountain, don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, I also love other rides more.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like Space Mountain doesn't have, like, substance all the time to me.
I hear what you're saying, and I was literally coming to the same conclusion. But I think Space Mountain is too interesting. I was going to do California Screamin'.
Oh, sure, sure. Oh, I think that's good, too.
Which is now the Incredicoaster.
Like, both roller coasters that, like, are very exciting, but, like, not because of, like, you know, their riveting plot.
Yeah, like, they're big crowd pleasers, yes. But I don't think a lot of thought was put into them.
Yes. We've been on,
Incredicoaster? Like, no, since the retheming?
No, I was going to say the Space Mountain, like, rethemes.
Oh, the Halloween Ghost Galaxy?
Yeah. Is that up right now?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Oh, hell yeah. I've never been on that one. I've been on the Star Wars one.
Yeah, I've been on both. All right. Plain Blanderson. Let's do Tinico and Shang.
Tina. I think Tina is Big Thunder Mountain. She is reliable. She is fun. Wildest ride in the wilderness.
Wildest ride in the wilderness.
I think I'm right. You know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from. I think Tina is like... This is such a personal pick. I think Tina is the people mover, which is Florida-centric. Because it's a ride that, like, people overlook and they're like, oh, it's the people mover? Like, who cares? But hot take, the people mover is one of my favorite rides. I think it is incredible. I think it's so fun. It is great. It is reliable, just like you said. But it is often overlooked in favor of other rides, which I think is a crime. And I guess for Disneyland, I would say that she is the Disneyland Express, the train.
I love that.
Because people are always like, I'm not going to ride the train. That's dumb.
But also, the train is a great way to get to the other side of the park. And also, take a little nap.
Well, and also, the train has, like, the weird, like, Grand Canyon dinosaur thing.
Yes.
And then it has the part where you drive through Splash Mountain.
Yes.
And then it has the part where you are, like, it looks like you're, like, going through the Old West and there's all the animatronics. Like, I actually think the train is so cool and fun.
Yeah.
But it's constantly overlooked because it's not super flashy.
Oh, I hear that. I like that. That's good.
Danico and Chang.
Sometimes, do you want to hear a big secret fear of mine?
What?
I have a big secret fear of dinosaurs.
Yeah?
Which, like, is so out of the blue. I, like, cannot go on that ride at Universal, the Jurassic Park ride.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, like, way too scary. And the part in the little thing, the little train makes me a little nervous sometimes.
As you see, like, the statue of the T-Rex.
It's really scary to me.
And the stegosaurus that can only move its tail.
And honestly, just, like, it gives me pause. It makes my heart go, you know? Like, I never scream, but it just makes me a little nervous.
All right, name another character.
Okay, how about Sam Evans?
Sam Evans.
Well, you know what I think Sam is?
What?
What is the Dumbo ride that's, like, in Tomorrowland?
Is it, like, Astro Blasters?
Astro Blasters. I think he's Astro Blasters.
Okay.
Like, a little nerdy.
Yeah.
But like a cute little kid's ride.
I'm gonna say he's Smuggler's Run.
Oh, that's good.
The Millennium Falcon ride.
He would love that.
Dang, Smuggler's Run, baby.
That one's so good.
Okay. Artie Abrams, what is he?
I don't know. I think he's Star Tours.
Okay.
Like, pretty nerdy, but also, like, just makes you kind of sick.
Also, like, directorial vision.
Yes, absolutely.
He has a director's eye. He would have set up all those shots.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go.
I like it.
All right, name another character.
How about Mercedes Jones?
Mercedes Jones. This is the nighttime fireworks.
I literally was just thinking the same thing. She is the fireworks. She's the fireworks at the end of the night. She, like, absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
All right. Mike Chang.
I want to call him a parade.
Ooh, that's good.
Like a nice, like, midday eating a corn dog, yep. Like, parade. Like, just, like, so not beautiful, nice, lovely, like, just great.
Like, it only comes out every once in a while.
Yep.
You're not going to see it most of the time.
Yeah.
But when it does get a feature, it's going to be great.
Absolutely. And you're like, God, I'm so glad I sat and watched the parade.
Yeah. All right. Do we have any more, like, members of the club?
Quinn.
Puck and Quinn.
God.
I think Puck.
Girly.
I think Puck is Rock and Roller Coaster, which is a ride in Hollywood Studios.
Ride.
Yeah, in Disney World.
I've never been in it. That's too little. I think he's, like, Goofy, the Goofy ride.
Goofy Sky School.
In California Adventure.
Because you're like, this is kind of fun, but it's also so dangerous and terrifying.
Yeah, it's like, why the f*** did I go on this ride? You're always nervous you're going to die. Okay, and our girl, Quinny.
Queen Bee Quinn.
Queen Bee Quinn.
Honestly, I think Quinn might be Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Really? Because she's a turbo driver?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But because she is so all over the place.
Oh, true.
That it's like, she is like a kind of like hypocritical, overly religious Christian girl. And then it was like, oh, fall from grace. But now she is very like loving and giving. And then she became a skank. And now she's back again.
Yeah.
That she's so all over the place that I think it's the vibe of that ride.
I like that.
Yeah, where it's like, oh, you're like at this fun manor, and now you're like on a loading dock somewhere,
yeah.
And now you're in hell.
It's like, what Disney movie was this? I never saw it. I think she's the teacups.
Ooh.
Because she is like so beautiful. You know the song. You've been there, and everyone is very excited to go on this ride. But then, boy, it takes you for a ride sometimes, and
uh-huh.
You walk away like just like. Very, like, shaken up. You're like, whoa, that ride was, more than I bargained for. And you know what? I think it's, like, the teacups are more than meets the eye.
Yeah.
And I think Quinn is more than meets the eye. And, you know, people just look at it and see the beautiful colors, and it's like, you know, oh, the nostalgia, the beauty. But then you go on, you're like, I'm going to throw up a little bit. Not because I think Quinn makes me want to throw up. Quite the opposite. Just because I feel like Bitch has been through some shit.
Yeah. Just because she gives you whiplash.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What is Sue?
Oh, Sue. Huh. The Hall of Presidents.
Why?
Just because it's, like, kind of intense. But also, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know why I gave her that. She's pretty conservative.
That's true.
But I feel like it's always, like, conservative people who go to the Hall of Presidents. What? Who said that?
Hello?
Who said that?
I'm gonna say that she is Pinocchio's daring journey.
Okay.
Because so much of that ride is giant statues of people trying to murder you.
Yeah, that ride is pretty scary.
It's like Stromboli trying to put you in a cage. Or like the Pleasure Island guy turning kids into donkeys.
Yeah.
Both very Sue things to do.
Totally. I like that. That's good. That's good.
All right. What is Emma Pillsbury?
Emma, you know what I think she is?
What?
I think she is like the Jolly Holiday Cafe.
Oh.
Just like lovely and a great place to sit, like a very central part of the park.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like a lovely little spot. You can get a nice place, like thing to eat and like people watch for a minute and just like enjoy like Main Street. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I think she is the Bibbidi-Bobbidi Boutique.
Oh, cute.
because I think she has an eye for fashion. Have you seen what she wears?
Yeah, she totally does.
And I think she just likes to make other people happy.
Yeah.
And she's like so meticulous that she would make sure that everyone looked their absolute best.
Yeah, I like that.
What is Principal Figgins?
Principal Figgins. Ooh, I think he's Rise of the Resistance.
Why?
I don't know. I've never been on it. But I want to give him a good ride.
I'm going to say Principal Figgins is the Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh my God, yes. I love that.
Because it gets a bad rap and it's secretly so incredible.
It is.
And Figgins is secretly one of the funniest characters
That's
on this
true.
Show.
I love that.
Country Bear Jamboree rocks. Everyone should go on it. I love it so much. Last and certainly least, what is Will Schuester?
Oh my God, I think Will Schuester is the Finding Nemo submarine ride.
Oh, agree, that ride blows. I hate that thing.
I know, I refuse to go on it.
It is so bad.
It is ass.
It's legitimately ass because all you have in your face are cast members' asses that whole ride.
Literally.
Because literally the cast members who are assigned to work on that ride have to stand on a bench and then like have their head above water. And so their butt is eye level with you for the whole time.
Absolutely.
I hate that ride.
Now, to round this all out, what do you think you and I are?
Oh, you're Tower of Terror. I've already told you that.
That's
because
true.
Because you're glamorous and spooky.
What are you?
You tell me.
You're the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I pillage and rape.
You smell so good. No, what are you for real? What's the Muppet thing you really love?
Muppet Vision 3D?
No. The Muppet when they
are my
like
gosh.
In the windows.
Yeah. First of all, they got rid of it, which was a crime against me personally. Great moments in history with the Muppets.
Mm.
The best live show in any Disney park. That thing was so good. It was so funny.
I always knew when you were in that park because you like could not ever not post the entire thing on your Instagram story.
Because it is the funniest thing they have ever done. And Miss Piggy gets pissed because she wants to be in the reenactment of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
And Kermit's like, sorry, there's no women in this.
Kermit.
And so she shows up as Paulette Revere and Georgette Washington. Incredible.
Oh, that's good.
Incredible. Man, I loved that show. Well,
you know what I think you are for real, though?
What?
I think you're a skipper on the Jungle Cruise.
My dream job!
Because I think, I know, like, the Jungle Cruise is amazing, but I think you're a skipper, cause, like, a particularly dry skipper that, like, makes you laugh for real. Mm-hmm. That's what I think you are.
Go.
That's the attraction I think you are.
Nothing pisses me off more than going on the Jungle Cruise and getting a skipper who's, like, peppy and happy to
I
be
know,
there.
Hello?
I'm like, take this attitude you have and go to Fantasyland.
I know.
If I go on the Jungle Cruise, I want to like believe that you're going to jump
it's
off the boat at any
bitch.
Point. The more miserable, the better.
Seriously.
I really liked the job I had at Disney World, but a part of me was bitter that I didn't get the Jungle Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I went on the Jungle Cruise, I would judge the skipper so hard.
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't think they were doing a good job.
That's how I feel whenever I go see Beauty and the Beast, the play.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, ugh, this Belle is not me at all.
Don't they know I am the gold standard?
Look, the world's biggest thermometer.
What? Incredible. It's 91 degrees.
Right now, for real? That can't be true.
It is 8 p.m. at night.
There's no way.
I'm whirling down the window.
Stick your hand
out. Be right back.
Ooh, maybe it is kind of hot.
Honestly, they could be right. It was pretty warm out there.
Woo! That immediately made me like feel kind of warm.
All right.
Ew.
Let's relative pitch it up. Let's bring this home.
Oh my God. Relative pitch on the move.
We got wannabe starting something.
Oh, good one.
Bad.
Oh, good one.
Scream.
Oh, good one.
Never Can Say Goodbye.
Oh, good one.
Human Nature.
Oh, good one.
Ben.
Bad one.
Pull this car over. I'm not going to Disneyland with you. Smooth Criminal. I Just Can't Stop Loving You.
Okay.
Black or White.
Okay. Great. Who went first last week?
I could not tell you. and we're driving in a car, so yeah. I like can't super look it up right now.
Okay, cool. Let's have me go first.
Okay. I think that is correct.
Yeah, I think that's correct too.
I'm gonna have you sing Smooth Criminal.
Okay, perfect. Are you okay? Would you tell us that you're okay? At the sound of the window, it struck you. I couldn't do any. You were your boyfriend. Let the blood stains on the carpet. Maybe I'm too high. I think I maybe started right and then ended wrong.
Okay, my pitch pipe app isn't working. I don't know why. So we're trying our best. I think that was a C for Annie. Are you okay? So I think it was... Annie, are you okay? And we're going to assume that that's correct. All right. Here we go. Sorry, that was Little Mermaid.
Are you okay? Would you tell us that you're okay? I don't think it was right.
Well, guess again, because you
Wait,
were.
Wait, I was... It's a Digimon miracle!
Woo! Okay, what am I singing?
Okay, I think you should sing the first song.
Why don't we start something? Yes. Okay, dang.
Wait, do you want to sing a different one more?
Oh no, you're good. Okay. I'm just trying to get in my head.
I always do that.
That's not how a game works.
I know, I'm always so apologetic. It's like, Ian, I never want you to be sad.
Okay, I'm just gonna go with my gut. I think it's wanna be starting something, got to be starting something. Said you wanna be starting something, got to be starting something. That feels too low to me. Oh well. Michael Jackson does make me think of Disneyland because of Captain EO. Everybody check it out. Okay. Okay, actually that feels wrong to me. It's too easy to sing. So we're gonna say be starting something, got to be starting something. Say you wanna be starting something, got to be starting something. Too high to get over.
That sounds better.
That sounds better. Okay, so I think that the wanna be starting something is C, D, B flat. Let's find out. I was a half step sharp.
Damn it! I thought you were so close.
I'm a half step off almost every time. Whoa! I don't have relative pitch.
Well, how?
Well, there it is.
Someday we'll prove that you do.
If I get it right one time, it's proof that I do.
Geek.
Well,
that's your mini-sode, y'all. Have a great day at Disneyland tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone have fun in Disneyland yesterday, because yesterday is actually the day we were there when this release is.
What a weird time-traveling thing.
Right? Hope you enjoyed traveling a bit through California with us.
Thank you so much for all of your thoughts. Thank you for sharing them with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching Glee. We love you all so much. The next episode that comes out is the Spanish teacher. So if you guys have thoughts on that and you want to like have a chance to be on the next minisode, you can go ahead and send your thoughts to anchor.fm/recoveringgleek, or you can email us at recoveringgleek@gmail.com, baby.
Woo! Alright, see you all in Disneyland tomorrow.
Yeah, love Bye. You. I'll see you later. Bye. Here's a mini kiss on your mini forehead. Mwah!
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.